Chapter 2, The Tomorrow Pile. Suddenly, Kara jumped out of Camille's arms, lickety-split. Boingity-boing! Kara tippity-hopped away.
Hey, where's Kara going? Asked Camille.
Ribbit!
Kara's following the frog, said Willa. Let's see where they're heading.
The girls followed Carrot, who followed the frog through the tall grass.
Suddenly, plop, the frog jumped into a jumble of old flower pots and disappeared. Carrot in mind, he found a cool green clump of clover and settled down to snooze.
What is all this stuff? Asked Emerson.
With the toe of one willy, she poked at a box. Aunt Miranda calls it the tomorrow pile, said Willa.
Some things are broken and need to be fixed, and other things need to be thrown away. She keeps saying that. She's going to sort it out tomorrow. But she never gets to it.
We could do it for her, said Kendall. We could throw away the broken stuff and clear out the space that would be a helpful present.
You mean we'd give Aunt Miranda an empty space where a pile used to be? Said Camille.
That's a weird present. Besides, I don't want to touch that dirty old stuff, said Ashton. I bet there are bugs and worms in that pile. She shuddered, it's a mess. But Kendall, who didn't mind messes, was already squatting next to the pile and carefully separating things. Look at this, she said, holding up a dented mailbox and a muddy watering can. We could repair these and give them to Aunt Miranda for her birthday present. I bet there are other things we could fix up in this pile too, said Willa. Fix up stuff isn't as exciting as a dolphin, said Camille.
True, agreed Kendall. But at least it's something we could give her.
And it's free, said Emerson. I think Kendall's idea is good, said Willa. We'll be recycling and Aunt Miranda likes it. Kendall blew on the mailbox and a cloud of dusty dirt rose from it.
We have some scrubbing to do before any of this stuff is clean enough for a present, that's for sure.
Ashlyn stepped back. This will be a messy job, she said.
You're right, said Kendall.
The messier the better. I love messes. It's a good thing we'll be wearing our wellies in case we get wet, added Camille.
Yes, agreed Emerson. At least our feet will stay clean and dry.